you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Each one of our regulars got in some good burns today.
They both did.
Yeah, they got us.
We gonna bring that back, right?
Nico Horner joins us, the Odyssey softball team.
We don't need you.
No, I'm good. Buddy. I'll cheer. I can cheer. Or I can just sit and criticize like you guys do.
Yeah, perfect. Talk to Craig Council about the state of the Cubs.
The fans are restless. We deal with them, and especially like when we've been positive, when things don't go well, they come at us. They come at anybody.
And here it comes. Let's listen.
Anything I can do for you?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Craig. That's where I'm going.
I felt like a straight man in some horrible sketch. He was riffing on my thing. Instead of an apology, he was bebopping and scatting all over me.
Did you see the meme? You were memed very well last week with the hat head.
No, I try to stay away from that. I think that's healthy for me.
Don't you think he needs somebody in his life that tells him when he's been memed? You think?
We could be that for you, Craig.
Oh, God.
Hey, you guys are so much for me already. I don't want to put too much on your plate.
All right, fine, smartass.
Fact.
You guys are already so much for me.
You guys are so much for me already.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that. Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Can you believe these characters? Way out of line. I have a good mind to go to the warden about this. You know what hurts the most is the lack of respect. You know? That's what hurts the most. Except for the other thing. That hurts the most. But the lack of respect hurts the second most.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tim.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
The nerve. The nerve of Nico Horner and Craig Council to lash out at warm radio hosts like myself and Danny Parkins. But the truth is, they're just kind of joining in on our love language, which is, of course, the busting of balls. With that, welcome this jamoke, Ryan McGuffey, to the show. Ryan McGuffey. What's the title over at NBC Sports Chicago, sir?
Unicorn?
The Kristaps Porzingis of NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah. No, technically a coordinating producer of live events.
Coordinating producer of live events.
So I'm overseeing this White Sox game as we speak.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
So sorry about that.
But no,
we ain't taking that.
He is overseeing it. It's over there. It's on the TV here in the corner of the studio. Yeah, Lawrence called you a television executive, and I was like, he is? I guess he is.
Yeah.
My bad. That's interesting. So well, you got going for you.
You know, at some point, leadership will hit you in the face.
So if you stick around long enough, all of a sudden, you're coordinating producers and in charge of live events.
I love it. I'd like to lead... lead a group as much as I can.
So. Yeah, well, it's a beautiful thing. It gives you a
start
window.
Start with this one here.
Yeah, would you take care of it? I recommend Tanny first because you'll be able to get him along pretty quick because he's already pretty good.
Yeah, I would say that open was pretty good. Yeah, so here we go.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good at most stuff. He's responsible and everything like that.
Northwest side guy.
Yeah,
I mean, not giving away addresses, but you know,
me and Shane will both be heavier lifts than Tanny. You know, so work on him.
We know. It's okay. I take copay. So,
and then Danny, well, you can't handle that.
Well, that's why I'm here.
But you might know, listeners, Ryan McGuffey from the White Sox Talk podcast. But you also hopefully know him from many, many times filling in right here on The Score and us getting a chance to work together. And I love talking about all sports with you. You have a wide and deep trove of knowledge on all sports in this town and a context as a athlete yourself, a former college football player. So I always enjoy getting into everything. And over the course of the day, we'll talk plenty. Going to talk some basketball later on. Could be a couple football things that that peek their way in. That's for sure. But certainly some Cubs and some Sox and a bunch of other things. And as I mentioned in transition, candy. There will be a candy conversation later on. And also something meaningful is happening that we have to observe as a show. And it's happening late in the 3 o'clock hour, and none of you have guessed so far. God. So we're gonna get there. It's happening. And I'm looking forward to discussing it with you.
I'm gonna hope to have a guest before then.
Yeah. Well you probably will. By the way, a simple way to listen to our show, Mully and Haw, Bernsey and Holmes, and everything the Score has to offer is with the free Odyssey app. Follow 670 the Score in the Odyssey app and take us wherever you may go. Here's the thing about tonight on the television, and we're gonna talk to you guys about a million different things, but tonight on the television, this MLB game at Rickwood Field in Alabama, I'm psyched about it on a number of levels. There's a lot of plates spinning on this broadcast, a lot of plates spinning really with the whole experience that's going on down there in Alabama. But one of the things that I think is sort of getting forgotten is that this is a continuation of the successful experiment that was the Field of Dreams game in Iowa for the White Sox first, and then the Cubs the next year. This is kind of the next installment in what I was hoping, and maybe still will be, a kind of thing all around the country, or could be around the world, where you bring Major League Baseball to venues that usually don't have Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You know, they built the park in Iowa, but here this was an existing ballpark. It's the oldest working ballpark in America. But they spent $5 million to tilt this field a little bit to the left, to move the walls out 10 feet, to put up padded walls, to build new dugouts, I mean, this big-time renovation, a brand-new scoreboard they gave to Rickwood Field. And what a great benefit for Rickwood and the state of Alabama to have MLB infused with the money. And then here we get to see 8,300 people watching a Major League Baseball game tonight in this tiny ballpark. It should be, just on that level alone, with the throwback uniforms from the Negro Leagues, as that, of course, is the backdrop for the whole thing, should be a cool viewing experience tonight.
I mean, I don't think there's a Major League Baseball executive that could have told you the Field of Dreams was going to go as perfectly and flawless and as beautiful as both of them. But going back to the original, like, we don't know. We hope the White Sox and Yankees thing works. That was, I told you off air that it felt like we were part of a movie being filmed. It was like Field of Dreams 2 happening right in front of your eyes, yet this reality show of a baseball game happened with it. What they're doing, the idea of Rickwood is so phenomenal.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's so beautiful. And I do think Major League Baseball has more plans to do these type of one-offs to bring baseball to the rest of America and to inform and educate along the way as to why they're there. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, with Willie Mays passing this week, talk about like just adding another layer. I mean, they were already planning to honor Willie. That was the original idea behind this, is that Willie Mays he played for the Birmingham Black Sox. This was going to be a tribute to the Negro Leagues with Willie Mays there. And Willie Mays had announced earlier this year that he wasn't going to be able to make the trip. And as we know, he passed away a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So that layer of honoring, like, I'm curious to see when you get that type of news behind the scenes and you're producing something like that, how that changes everything, that changes the entire path of what you were talking about producing.
That's interesting, because I know it was already a big part of what they were doing. They unveiled this mural yesterday that maybe some people saw and were like, wow, that's cool, they did that for Willie. No, they were doing it anyway.
Yeah, they were already doing that.
This is his hometown. Like, his legacy and existence was kind of already baked into what they were planning to do. But now, of course, it is at another level.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, last night they did the moment of silence for around Major League Baseball. And every game they had the exact same moment of silence as a way to honor him in across the major leagues. But you would think that starting with the game open, starting with the show open for the pregame show, and throughout the game, I'm guessing, I think there's a patch, that they are going to have even more Willie nostalgia and tribute than they were going to. I don't think it's going to offset any of the tributes to the Negro Leagues that they were doing. I don't think that is going to happen at all. I think it's everything's going to complement it and honor him the way he should be honored. Because he wasn't going to be there in the first place, there was already, you're kind of honoring someone who's not there, right? Like,
yeah,
not that he had passed, but you're kind of doing that in a way. And to get this news, I think, make sure that you do it in the right way possible, knowing that he is not there.
In these past few days, I realized, oh, wait a minute. That's appointment viewing for me. I need to make sure I sit down. We got a night here with no Cubs and no White Sox.
No anything. It's an island, man. Like we talked, there's no Stanley Cup. There's no NBA Finals. This is a major league, like not every city, like Chicago is getting this island of a beautiful production. Now, you might not care about the teams that are playing. But this, to
it's
me,
not about
it's
that.
Not about the game.
No.
Like the game is like the background noise. You know, like we were fortunate in Chicago to have both the White Sox and the Cubs playing those Field of Dreams games. So you had extra interest to watch. But if you were just watching from a production standpoint, there's going to be so much beauty and it's going to be it's going to be like watching a documentary being filmed live. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, like, I like that. A Field of Dreams felt like you were in the movie itself.
Yeah.
Tonight will feel like you're inside a documentary.
It will.
Yeah. It's
That's what I expect to be. I expect to watch it like that. You know, there's going to be drones. They're bringing in extra cameras. There's just so much. They got it down to the uniforms of the broadcasters. I mean, they will have this thing ironed out perfectly. Fox does a great job in these moments every time that they've been given them. So I expect it to be a great production.
That should be a really interesting watch. And a couple other things about this thing tonight. It's an all black umpire crew.
Yep.
There's only 5 black umpires right now working in MLB. There have only been 11 full-time black umpires since 1966. They also went and got the Atlanta Braves official scorer.
That's cool.
Who is a black official scorer. So they've got as many people representing as possible. And this ballpark tonight, man, 181 different Hall of Famers have played there. 181. It's the site of the first integrated team, site of first integrated crowd. And, you know, this was used, Rickwood was used for the filming of the Jackie Robinson movie 42, also used for the movie Cobb and for Soul of the Game in 96. So I'm looking forward to watching.
You said 181 players?
181 Hall of Famers.
There are 273 players in the Hall of Fame.
And 181.
So think about that. Like two-thirds of the Hall of Fame. I'm talking just the players, not the executives, managers, umpires, who have probably have been there as well. 181 of 273 players have played at least a game in Rickwood. That's incredible.
Pretty cool. Ryan McGuffey's in. It's Spiegs and McGuffey on Parkins and Spiegel. Top of the hour, Jonathan Papelbon, the former closer, will talk about ninth inning mindset. Talk about what it must have felt like for Colton Brewer or Keegan Thompson. Let's talk about, yeah, I know, right? I want to get your thoughts on the state of the Cubs and where things stand at this point. So we'll do that next right here with Spiegs and McGuffey on Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.